We got a new black horror movie, and guess what? It's another slavery movie.
We are this close to getting flying cars.
Free this man. Another black man gone.
And we give our opinion on why.
I have a dream. Listen to the kids, bro.
Let's get into this half-woke news. What we got up first, Clayton?
Oh, man. So we got the new movie, Antebellum. It's coming out, starring Janelle Monáe. And man, all I know is it looks scary, but she go back to slavery.
Whoever you were before, that's over.
And it's another damn slavery movie, man. Come on, man. It's other shit that we scared of, too. Like, we don't need no more slavery movies, bro. Like, why even in the, like...
We've done so much.
What the fuck else is there to be scared of if you was a slave, my nigga?
And you see nothing. How they like back to the future. They like back to slavery. Don't nobody want to go back to that shit?
Why we can't go to the future? Can we see how niggas made it? Can we see how niggas finally figured it out?
Yes.
Can we go forward one good time and be like, oh, we still here? We lit? Okay. I go back to the past happy.
Or go farther back, like, you know, to the Beyonce Black is King days. Like, can we see those times before y'all was trying to make us afraid of our African culture? Can we go back to who was we worshiping in the jungle? I want to know.
Let's go back to the days when the African kings with the big bellies was the richest. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he had six or seven wives, nine cows, eight goats. You know what I'm saying? And just him and his kingdom of queens. Can we go back to that?
Yeah, I love it. If you can take care of them, I want one of them. You ever seen the thick fertility statues? Like, with the big titties in the ass? You're like, damn, what? This is ancient? This is ancient African ass? I'm trying to see a couple of them statues. You know what I'm talking about? Them
Bro, I've been to the motherland. Them statues is thick as hell. He's not lying. Everything he's saying is facts.
No,
thick ass statues.
I ain't been, but I want to go, fool. But not.
This is so crazy to me because, like, for real, who approved this movie? And they're right. It is a horror movie. To see a successful black person, because she looked wealthy. She was looking at art on the wall. Looked like she knows what a Basquiat is just from looking at it. Like.
She was giving a TED talk.
You go from that to a mysterious right hand grabbing you and either taking you back in time or to some alternate reality.
They should have got a normal nigga off the street. Like, you could have got a crackhead. They would have figured it out. Like, oh, Cotton? Shit, you know what I'm saying? I could do some shit with this. Man, look, all we got to do, they would have devised a plan. You cannot put somebody who is used to a certain environment in that type of, that's like throwing one of us out there, like, all right, nigga, survive. How?
Yeah, I'm 100% agreeing with everybody, bro. Let the slavery movie go, bro. You know, there's still about three slavery movies I ain't seen.
It's like, it's more than that. We need a slave superhero.
Give me the slave master who went through and got there, tight, and fucked shit up.
Whenever I go into a room and they pitch the slave movie to me, I pitch one back to them.
Shut up.
So, you know, they'd be like, it's a slavery movie. And I'm like, man, you know, they done so many of them. So I say, all right, well, you guys, I got a slavery movie too. It's where all the slaves kill the master, but they keep him propped up in the house like he's still alive, like Weekend at Bernie's. Like, they tie his chain to him and make him wave and shit. Yeah. They sit him up in the horse, and he be riding the horse and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yo, master ain't feeling good, but he in the window propped up.
Yeah.
And they just run the shit they sell, and that shit is, and then they get kicked out of the meeting.
That sounds amazing.
They be like, hey, Henry, come out the window if everything's okay.
And look, you know they dead body heavy, but we, them niggas slaves, they been carrying shit. It ain't nothing. Say, so that's smart.
Soon as he leave, wait in the wall.
You need to pitch that movie to Lionsgate, because that's who made this movie. And if they don't make your movie, Clayton, then we really need to fucking riot. Because how y'all keep giving us Tyler Perry in this Back to the Future slave movie, but y'all want the Clayton's movie? That's what I'm really be. I'm like, okay, was this a trailer or was this a threat for this Antebellum movie? Because you know, Donald Trump, even when they were taking down the white supremacy statues, he was saying like, well, we need to leave those up because you never know, it could happen again.
We have a heritage, we have a history, and we should learn from the history. And if you don't understand your history, you will go back to it again. You will go right back to it. You have to learn. Think of it. You take away that whole era, and you're going to go back to it sometime.
No, the fuck, you can't. No,
Right.
He like, you know, I'm trying to get it to happen again. So if y'all could leave those up so we don't have to rebuild these.
He got them all in storage.
they in public storage, nigga. That little he like, soon as this shit over, we getting back. You see, they think they can hold us back. Hell, these niggas can't hold us back.
So if this happened to you and you got dragged back in time to those days, what would you do? Because she goes and tries to free the whole plantation to get back to her good credit score. Go ahead.
I have a question. Can I bring something back?
What are you trying to bring back?
No, can I come back strapped?
Can we come back
like the Terminator?
If I can come back with a gun, I'm airing the whole South out. You hear me?
Oh, I'm coming back with the Cinnabon on the bottom. The little round drum.
I wish I could show y'all what I want to bring, but I ain't trying to, you know, I ain't trying to come like that.
But the best way to send you back. They send you back, they like, fuck it. Here go, you ain't got nothing but a 4-5 and a shank. Nigga, I will turn into the best Mexican shanker in the world. If you give me, I'm gonna be so nice to get close to them and cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha, I swear, fool. Like, I am gonna be cold-blooded. Say, for real.
Bro, just think about all the knowledge that you know. Oh. And you don't even gotta be violent. You could just slightly poison a nigga. Like, dude, he out of there. All right, y'all, we're gonna be free in about 12 hours. All right, keep it off.
Nigga, who knew too much nutmeg would kill you?
Come on, man.
You put too much nutmeg in the oatmeal. This nigga gonna be dead by 4.
Then we reverse it. Then we take his family and make them work. Like, yeah, we ain't gonna kill y'all, but y'all got to work.
We gonna pay y'all too. Y'all ain't gonna be slaves. We gonna pay y'all. We just not gonna pay you good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna have some tough times. I'm gonna let y'all know because I'm gonna go ahead and get my black people ahead like y'all did. But y'all will be fine. Y'all will be just fine. Y'all gonna have a White Lives Matter movement. Some of us gonna support it. Some of us ain't. It's gonna be just fine. You ain't got nothing to worry about, gentry.
Yeah, the strong will survive. If you're strong enough, you will make it and have a story to tell, and people will be clapping for you. Like, that's impressive.
If you're able to survive drugs and abuse from your family and not be able to talk and get therapy and still come out all right, and hey, you one of those.
But if you do have a hard time achieving what we achieve, don't you dare fucking blame us.
You better not blame us.
Remember, you better not blame us, nigga. We paid you to work. So we didn't slave y'all.
No. You need to compliment us. Those were some good black folks. Those black folks took good care of us. You know?
One day they freed us.
You know the old white dude gonna be like, you know they didn't have to pay us. They didn't have to pay us. Okay? I don't know what you guys are so mad about, but they didn't have to fucking pay.
Okay, so the American Heart Association came out with some breaking news and said that weed is actually bad for your heart. Yeah, they said people should not smoke any vape or any substance, including cannabis products, because of the potential harm to the heart, lungs, and blood vessels. But you know, we don't need that type of negativity in our life, so fuck that. Let's talk about some fun shit. So, Elon Musk...
Wait, I know we finna, because you know we always sitting there like, nigga, let it go. Let us say, you better,
We don't need to hear it. We kind of figured it. So Elon Musk is going to give us the closest thing that we'll see in our lifetime to a flying car. So his company, SpaceX, just got billions of dollars in funding from our military, the U.S. Air Force, to keep trying out these science experiments. Now, Elon's dream is that one day we can all live on Mars.
We're gonna go to the moon. We're gonna have a base on the moon. We're gonna send people to Mars, and make life multiplanetary. And I think this day heralds a new age of space exploration.
I don't want to go to Mars. So I'm more interested in SpaceX's city-to-city travel. So for these space shuttle buses, they'll cut your travel time down by like 75%. So say you're going from New York to London, that's normally an 8-hour trip, you'll get there in 2 hours. They're putting a little ocean blast pad in the middle of rivers off of ports from every major city. Zoom you to these things that'll blast you up into space and go past the atmosphere that planes cannot go into, and you have to get used to the G-force because this is like some Star Trek super speed shit. You blast past the atmosphere, come back down into it, and you're in Tokyo in like 45 minutes. So this is what they're looking forward to. Space travel is real. A lot of people are trying to invest in this and create a second world. What in the fuck do y'all think?
Okay, I'm going to go on and kick this one off because I have some thoughts. I would love to say, this is a bullshit-ass idea. Ain't nobody trying to go to space. Woo-woo. But at the end of the day, we will jump our ass on a plane because we don't want to take a day to get from like the South to Cali or from here to there. And the whole thing is like, we are trying to get there faster, quicker. You know what I'm saying? Like, even on our flights, you're like, God damn, that 4 hours. Did we lose time or did we gain it? God damn. So if you can zoom me out of here, zoom, like, I ain't gonna act like I won't just at least try. You know, like, we can get past that fast part, because we get past the takeoff on the plane. You know what I'm saying? If we can get past that, in the end, I ain't gonna act like I ain't gonna try it. Like, I'm gonna let some other niggas try it first. I mean, some other people try it first.
I done watched a lot of space and a lot of water movies, bro. Them two things you just don't fuck with as a black person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every space person who went into space in a movie that was black never made it home. Anybody who did deep sea blue movies or whatever in the ocean, Samuel Jackson, L. Cool J, all them niggas died.
And you know if they let Samuel die, anybody can die.
No, they killed Samuel. They don't give a damn about me.
Oh, I'm gone. Because, you know, I'm going to do some baller shit. If I get the money to be able to do it, they're going to be like, you know, the G-Force G. Bitch, I got a G for every bump on your face. Get the fuck out of my way, man. You taking off. Ain't no G-Force, nigga. Let's go. No. Nigga, we eating lunch in Tokyo. Bitch, we going to Paris. And then we going to goddamn Africa where Beyonce was dancing in the dust.
G-Force is definitely going to be a flex hashtag, because if you can afford to be one of the first people, you're balling, because they're like, this is going to be $50,000 to $100,000 per ticket. They're charging it by like per kilometer.
$50,000 to $100,000?
Per ticket. You know it costs like $1 billion to build a rocket ship, right?
I ain't
going. But we ain't on no rocket, right?
It's pretty much a rocket. If you're going into space, I'm trying to call it a space shuttle bus to make it less scary, but you definitely in a fucking rocket.
Because wait a minute, with the fire and smoke around it, yeah, and the countdown?
Yeah. Yes, Precious, you about that.
Wait a minute.
Precious, you gotta have a headset. You gotta better talk to the captain. Hey, we out here on level 86. We're doing just fine. Yeah, everything's over. Here you go.
On a plane, they don't have a countdown when you take off. If you on this rocket, they can be like 5, 4, 3, like, yeah.
The plane take off like this.
The rocket
take off like this.
See, that's an issue for me, because this is going to be like a ride at Six Flags. Oh, and I don't ride them rides.
And the last thing I'll say about this is we're going so high up in our atmosphere, and I'm really a hippie at heart, and airplanes are already fucking up our ozone layer. Like, every time an airplane go in the sky, the sun be like, y'all really just gonna keep killing the shit that's stopping me from killing you? Cool. Airplanes are destroying that layer of protection. So y'all wanna go past and past and past that. I don't want fumes all the way from the galaxy all the way down. Like, we gonna have acid rain. Like,
oh man, that's how you get superpowers. bring me back some space juice. I'm strong as shit, boy.
I'm dead.
Fantastic Four, baby.
Because that's really what you're paying for. If you can float in the space, if it's weightless, then that's what you're paying for, really.
You're paying for the gravity experience. Everybody wants to experience the non-gravity thing. I mean, that's just a dream of anybody. Everybody want to goddamn float.
I want to
look.
What'd you say? I said, I want to fuck like that. Because you know how people join the Mile High Club and that's like, ooh, you did it on an airplane. Like, bitch, we did it with no gravity. Who knows what that no gravity stroke going to be like?
You got some galaxy box.
Yeah. Some, and imagine being in your seatbelt and then you get up there and you just come out the seatbelt.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to fuck without gravity. Gravity helps, okay? You think that shit gonna be fun? You gonna be on top? Bitch, stop. I got time. Will you please? Imagine she keep floating off. She keep floating off, and y'all don't line up right every time. So she just keep floating off, and here she go.
We got to hug real tight.
Bye. Ow. Oh, baby, line it up right. Baby, line it up. Bye. Oh, ow.
Hey, oh, my God.
We got a black man here. Just got sentenced to life for stealing hedge clippers. The court would not review his case. This is his fourth charge. He has other charges of violence, attempted robbery, and he also has for trying to deposit a fraud check. Everyone agreed with him getting life except for one black judge. Her name is Burnett Johnson. The solo black judge is the only one who said he did not deserve life. Louisiana, the taxpayers have paid approximately $500,000 when he started, and they've paid over $1 million to punish him for these hedge clippers.
And it's crazy, but at least shout out to that one black judge who did say some bullshit.
I think because to me, and hear me out, if a person is stealing hedge clippers, it's because they need that to work in someone's yard to make money.
Yep.
You're not stealing hedge clippers for nothing else but to do work.
Well, and the thing is, he stole the hedge clippers from somebody's house. So it wasn't even like a store. Of hedge clippers from a store. And for me, like, that person probably didn't even notice that the hedge clippers was gone. And they probably was happy when they found out they were gone, like, telling their wife, like, sorry, I can't do the hedges in the lawn today. Oops, oh well. They didn't give a fuck. Not for no life sentence. And I hate the fact that, like, it's that bullshit of three strikes once you get in a certain amount of small crimes. They're like, cool, that somehow that math in their mind adds up to you deserve life in prison because you've done small robberies. Like,
right. It's a setup. Yeah, he's almost 60 years old now. Yeah, y'all don't even want to review it. It's not even.
He might have been tripping. He might have been crazy. That ain't no regular crime. You stole hedge clippers. You might have been out of your shit. I thought these was mine.
Nigga, I thought I left him. I work around this neighborhood like anything, fool. For real.
It just lets you know the value of a black person's life. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't think there's not one court system in America that would have gave Lil Zachary life for stealing some hedge clippers.
Big Zach Jr., none of them would have got none of that shit. We got to get Buddy out, man. We got to get Buddy out.
So for everyone who does, you know, want to sign the petition, we are going to put it in the description below. There is a change.org petition to free this person. It has, you know, thousands of signatures already. But of course, we wanted to talk about this on here in hopes that we can get to 1 million, because this is some bullshit. This is dumb. And this needs to be reversed. And right now, the Supreme Court in Louisiana is acting like they just don't give a fuck. And they're not going to give a fuck until we make them. So this decision can be reversed. This decision, you know, can change. So go to change.org and please click the petition below.
Now, if he steals some more clippers, that's on him.
Yeah.
Now, if he steals something else, I'm with him. But if you go back to the clippers, I can't fuck with him no more.
We can't fuck with you if you go back to the clippers.
Now, you no more, man.
The newly released Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion video, WAP on these hoes. You know what I'm saying? WAP, y'all, where basically people are upset because they just basically saying, we want this banned. We want the video banned. They are just too explicit. It's overly sexually. The lyrics are too much. There is actually a House candidate. Yeah, Earl Weber called the song one big advertisement for promiscuity.
So what if she wants me to touch that dangly thing in the back of her throat? I do myself want to feel that dangly thing in the back of her throat. She's just saying what grown people do.
It's expressive, and I feel like even when we couldn't listen to shit, we found a way.
I can't wait till my lady get on top of me and try to spell her name while she on top, okay?
See, the thing is, you gotta know your girl, and you gotta know, does she have good handwriting? Does this bitch write bubble letters? Did you put a smiley face over the eye? What the fuck are you doing cursive? Bitch, is this calligraphy? You gonna break my dick trying to spell it in cursive.
Yeah. Sometimes it do go wrong. You're like, oh, shit.
Ain't no Z in your name.
You can't go that way. We can't go that way. I'm sorry.
Hey, she might have got beside herself. It might be a letter she can't do. K. Oh, shit, I can't.
They were talking about banning the video. First of all, I didn't even know video still came on. Like, if you watch the video, you got to go seek it.
Right.
It's not like
right.
they're putting this shit out for you to see.
Like, you have to type in YouTube.
Yeah. Rap.
They're not putting WAP on the commercials. They're not putting WAP on the advertisement. So that's you, again, taking the time to search it, taking the time to comment, and taking the time to fucking care. It's unnecessary.
And then say, I don't like this enough to be like, I will start a whole petition. I will start a whole movement to get rid of this shit because I don't like it. You know what I'm saying?
I already copied the video and saved it to my phone for personal use. Like, there's no need to ban it. We good.
I mean, I did watch it at one half the normal speed just because I was so enamored with the camera angle.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you my dog, Clay.
Cinematography was amazing. I definitely watched it.
It's not like I'm with the super conservatives, like women shouldn't talk like this. It's just for me personally, I can only listen to the song when I'm literally on the way to go do something with somebody. Like, I don't want to listen to wet ass pussy when I'm about to go to a board meeting. Like, you know, you don't want to have a wet ass pussy in a full schedule. Like, so for me, I just hope that they come together because this video got like 30, 50 million views already. I hope they collab again on a song for like women doing some business shit, getting some money. Like, this is cool if you got a man. Or if, you know, because during this pandemic, I'm not really trying to be like, ooh. I just think women are so overly sexualized anyways. And yeah. It's like, if you show your sexy side at all and you open that door, niggas gonna think, they gonna think they can hit. Like, every man gonna think they can hit. It's just like.
Every man wants to.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah,
it's not even that we think we can. We know we probably can't, but why risk not
taking that shot? Listen, as a man, when you walk outside, you see at least 10 to 12 women per day. Ah, beat that up.
Look, okay, I get that, but look. That's not the only controversy going on with it. Yes, also, there is a petition going around shortly after it dropped. A petition surfaced that is actually calling for Kylie Jenner's part to be removed from the video. They do not want Kylie Jenner in the video. And actually, it's at over 60,000 signatures currently. Was she necessary in the video?
Not at all.
No, okay. No.
For people to leave Kylie alone, her birthday is this week. You know, I think it's kind of fucked up that y'all are doing this to her. I don't know if she does care, but, you know, we don't want to bully anybody. It was funny when it was just Black Twitter jokes, but the petition was taking it a little too far. If they petitioned to get y'all off of anything that y'all was on, wouldn't you feel like, damn?
I'd be like, I'm doing something right. These niggas hate me.
Right.
These niggas hate the fuck out of me.
I hope there's nothing I ever do in my career life that make Black people turn their back on me, ever.
Maybe.
Right. Same
ever. Same that's just being,
unless
that's
they gonna give me some money, then it's fuck y'all. I'm making this movie about this girl that go back to slavery. Okay? Doing it.
I hope that you guys woke up just a little bit more with us today and learned some shit. That's what we're trying to do. Make sure you guys leave a comment below. We're going to be talking back. If there's any new updates on the story or, you know, you guys like being like, well, actually, leave your well actually ass comments below. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Clayton English.
Darren Big Baby Brand.
Precious.
See you next time.
I have a dream.